This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House and top Democratic lawmakers argued on Sunday over President Donald Trump's executive orders to extend expired benefits to tens of millions of American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic and deferring payroll taxes for many workers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, called Trump's action meager, weak, and unconstitutional in an interview on the Fox News Sunday show. She called for the White House to compromise with Democrats on new spending to assist the more than 30 million workers who remain unemployed, as well as the state and municipal governments that need more aid. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Trump's orders on Saturday were not his first choice, but blamed Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for the collapse of 2 weeks of talks on a coronavirus aid package. Mnuchin said, "I've told them anytime they have a proposal, I'm willing to talk." He said the White House is willing to provide more aid for state and local governments, but not the $1 trillion that Democrats are seeking. The United States Sunday topped 5 million coronavirus cases, according to numbers tallied by the Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 728,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States. And now Brazil has become the only country outside the United States with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is the country with the third largest number of deaths, with a death toll of now more than 52,000. It has outpaced hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. More than 19.6 million people have been infected globally. VOA News.